Welcome back to Hour 2 of Sound Space. We are in the spotlight in this June Sunday spot. June is World Refugee Month, and I have the honor of having a Republic of Congo refugee who now resides in the United States in Spokane, Washington, our neck of the woods here, the Spokane Public Radio family. And he is going to speak with us about his journey, which is unique and brave and bold. I just wanted to read something that was a guest opinion in the Spokesman Review last weekend. And it was by Saul Gary, who is a resettlement case manager at World Relief Spokane. He works with refugees in this area. His call out is, during June, which is World Refugee Month, I challenge you to listen in order to understand. No matter what you might already think about refugees, I encourage you to find a refugee friend and listen to their story. Get to know them and their humanity. You'll likely learn you have more in common than you even thought you might. They're just like you, just like me, just like all of us. The song you're listening to in the background here is called Give It To Me, and it is an official video release by Raymick de la Rose. And the song stands for love in seeking a woman to give more love, talked about in these lyrics. It's just to say good things and looking about good things about the girl. You'll see when we speak with Raymick in the spotlight here. Raymick came into the studio to speak with us, and he just blew me away with his ability to eloquently express what it is he loves about being alive, what he does, and where he wants to go. Let's get into the world of Raymick de la Rose here in the spotlight on Sound Space for celebrating June and World Refugee Month.
Hey, this is Raymick de la Rose from Spokane, Washington. I'm a Congolese by nationality, and I'm very, very happy to be on Spokane Public Radio.
Raymick, welcome. I just got turned on to your music. You sent music to the station, and am I ever glad you did, because when I opened the files that you sent of your songs, I was like, wow, I need to see what this person is all about. Yeah. The work instantly caught my ear, and you have a beautiful rhythm. You've got really great messaging in your music. You have a wonderful voice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you are posting videos on your YouTube page if people want to know. Because one of the questions I had for you, Raymick, are you releasing singles to put an album out, or are you liking putting singles out right now?
Right now, because of money first. So I have like 75 songs recorded and 28 are online. Mm-hmm. So I had money that have produced all of my song videos. I have more than 5 albums.
Yeah, and they're great videos. They're really, really incredible. They tell a story. They're really well shot. Where are most of your videos shot, the ones that you have on YouTube? Are there areas of the world that speak more in some than others?
Oh, I have a friend of mine in Ukraine. He's the one when he has like 8 million subscribers on YouTube. Huh. So when he shares my videos, they all go viral in Ukraine. So
great.
Most of my viewers are from Ukraine.
Isn't that something? And I just opened up one of the newer songs that you have out called Roho. And it's R-O-H-O. And it is. It was just put up April 9th.
Yeah.
And you already have a few thousand hits. I was like congratulating you before we started. Yeah, way to
Thank
go.
You, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a great video. And you know what? Since we just brought it up, why don't we just lay it on people? Why don't we play that now?
Okay, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about this song? Would you like to introduce and tell audiences what this song is about before we play it?
Okay, my song is all about heart. So it is in Kiswahili. Roho means heart. And just sang this song for the brokenhearted because some of the relationship right now, they are not going well. So I just sang the song about a woman who just left the husband for no reason because the husband had no money, he had no job. So the woman was not able to stay with such kind of man and she walked away. And that's why I just produced this song to educate the such kind of women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all short about my song.
Wow, yeah. Wonderful. Okay, well, that's a great description. And here we go. Let's hear it. Roho by Ray McDaniel Rose.
Subwe kitandani ngambu simuoni Siju walipo eleke ya barua kacha kifuani Anasema kuwa nami tena hataweza yeye Kuishi nami alijikaza sasa yeye amechoka Anasema kuwa nami tena hataweza yeye Kuishi nami alijikaza na sasa amechoka Kama nimekosa
Well, that was great. The great song. Actually, I don't know if I'm a sucker or a fan already, but most of the songs I hear that you've done are really, really neat. They've got a great beat. What inspires you, Ray Mick, in your music? How did music come into your heart?
Exactly. Music. I had the talent of production, music production, but back in Africa, I used to listen to Rick Ross music because I'm a rapper too. I can rap. So, and when my friends were just looking at me and say, "You can do something, guy. Don't just concentrate on drawing." I used to draw pictures only.
Ah.
So they were just telling me, "Ah, you can do something. You're a good rapper. You have rhymes, everything." So I just pushed myself into music, and my first song was very nice, and they got sponsored by UNHCR. Yeah.
Was it natural? Did it just come real natural to you, that transition from sitting there drawing images to, you know, getting out there and just really expressing yourself, you know, physically? It takes a lot of energy, doesn't
it? Exactly, yeah.
You know, did you just jump in and take off, or did you have to learn a few things?
I just have to learn which style, because they rock, hip-hop, R&B, dancehall. So I just sat down and see what kind of style should I please sing for the rest of life and make my music like something, source of income. Mm-hmm. So I ended up like in hip-hop and R&B. Those are two main styles I sing.
Yeah, and you know, thank you for saying that, because I think that's what audiences who hear your music or listeners are going to hear. They're going to hear that blend of R&B, hip-hop. It blends in. And I know that that is a form of hip-hop as well, but I also think you naturally have a great groove for R&B. And I think you also, one thing I wanted to ask was, is being in this country, does that make you feel the R&B, that is the American R&B influence, more by being here than anywhere else?
Thank you for that question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, R&B, African R&B is different from here. Yeah. American R&Bs, they mix with rap, something like rap. But for us, Africa, R&B, you have to sing a smooth song. Like those are for Chris Brown. We consider them like the good R&B. So for myself, you know, I'm still working on my voice, at least to attract more listeners, my fans. And the big challenge I just face here is the American style and African style. So I have here like few years and have to control myself to get interested and to get in touch with how American music goes. So I'm still trying my best, but the spirit of African music is still inside me.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I mean, this is a beautiful time. Your timing is great in your journey, because the more that being away from your country gives you a different perspective of it, I'll bet it's going to give you a different perspective of the African R&B.
Exactly.
Being on the other side here, looking over there at it, and then you're in the middle of this American R&B, and you have, in other words, you have the ability and the place to create something new sound.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Rymek, I feel or sense that about your music and you being in this country right now. Because of the exposure, of course, the networking, the exposure. Where are you on that? How's that been for you to get network here? Meeting the right people, being able to maybe even shoot video. Have you been able to meet people that help you with video work here?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to meet some people, but I'm not used to smoking and taking alcohol. Most of the people I meet, they are drug dealers, then something like drugs. So I don't push myself to be close to those, because it can also affect my life. So I'm just looking for, at least trying to get someone who is against all of those stuff, so we can work together. Yeah, but I'm trying to look for some people. I moved to several radios here, but they're saying you have to be signed by a label, or someone should sign for you to come to the radio.
Right.
And I never had hope if I could go through on air. And I thank God that you welcomed me here.
Oh, hey.
And that is very nice.
You know, Rymek, it doesn't take much. Once somebody does hear the music, I'm glad it's found a place to to actually land, at least to get it out there, and then to carry it out. So when I do these interviews, I say, whatever you hear, if you like it, please go out and support the artist. One of the questions that I have is, do you get to perform much? And if you are, do you have anything that's happening in the summer? How could people find out about how they would see you do a show?
Exactly on 20th or 21st of June. Mm. Yeah, we have a World Refugees Day concert. It will be right by De Francis.
Yes.
And everyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. The concert is very free.
Okay.
It's all about the all refugees in America, mm-hmm. World Refugees Day. So, mm-hmm. And there are so many more concerts that are coming, but out of Spokane, they always invite me to go and sing somewhere, perform on marriage, wedding. Mm-hmm. And if there is someone who's just listening to me and they would love to have somebody to perform there, event, I'm here.
Absolutely. If anybody does appreciate what you're hearing in this spot and in this interview, I will gladly get you somehow connected to Rymek, a way to connect with him. We can certainly make that happen. Boy, that is quite the invitation, because yes, you'd be a really beautiful musical accompaniment to an event. I could see that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Especially because your work, it's full of a lot of love, Rymek, and we all need that these days. And it's got a lot of positive messaging. One of the pieces that I just find so beautiful is My Oxygen.
Oh.
And I just wanted to hear what you have to say, because I want to play that song, but I would love to hear what you have to say about song.
My Oxygen, exactly. That song, I just came on my mind when I was sleeping at night. I had nothing to do, but I just had a good style. So I just had to sit down and think about something. I had to compose the song like today at night, and tomorrow I went to the studio because they gave me a studio program. I never had a song. Many people say, oh, Rymek, you always sing the song about life, educative song. Why can't you make something about life? So that's why I just changed my mind and wrote down My Oxygen. Mm-hmm. It's something just appreciating a woman or a girlfriend for all the things, for all the love she gives you, everything like that.
Like an element.
Yeah, that's right.
What, like you're elemental to my life. You are oxygen.
Yeah, so if they say, some people are just hearing that my oxygen, I'm not meaning like the oxygen, you know, you can't live without oxygen. So,
yes.
And it's like you appreciate, you know, like you, I cannot live without my wife. I cannot live without this one. So I consider her like the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. It's a great song. Here, we're going to play it. My Oxygen by Rymek De La Rose.
Mina sinzia vilo na vyo ishi mtoto kwangu umetulia Mwili uzuri shepi sura tabia Extra beauty macho adhabu mungu kakupatia Nishike ni kushike simata Nikimaliza kisha ncheke Bafuni ni kogeshe maja moto Cheka deka kama mtoto Mapenzi matamu Ton sourire tellement formidable Si belle, incomparable, la seule et unique que j'aime, mama. Oh, oxygen, you are my oxygen. 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 Oxygen. Takatiba Sugea unipe mahaba Murembo zedia queen of sheba Sidisa penji zedia jana Nipende nikiwa hata sina Wazuri wengi sione tena Nakupenda mamai hey. Tonso
mourrai tellement formidable. Tu es si belle, incomparable. La seule et unique que j'aime, maman. Oh, oxygène, you are my oxygène. Nimebana wenye wivu wajinyonge sana. Nakupenda leo, kesho, milele daima. To sera tellement formidable. Tu es si belle, incomparable. Nakupenda zaidi ya jana, kesho, mama.
You beg the question, Raymick, and it is, how did you ever end up in Spokane, Washington? Where are you from originally?
Originally, I came from DRC, Democratic Republic of the Congo. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was young, I had an America dream, mm-hmm. just to be in America. And I moved to several countries in Africa to see how I can get at least a way to come to America. Mm-hmm. And I ended up in a refugees camp when the war broke came in my country back in Africa. So in the refugees camp, I used to perform and drawing pictures. And I never knew if I could get somebody who'd like my talent and sponsored me. Well, with that kind of life, I got a sponsor who took me to school. Mm-hmm. After that, I was signed the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. They had to fill out the papers for me to go to America. Mm-hmm. And I came to America on October 26, 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm really honored to be sitting across from you then.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
really. It's great. It's great to share the experience of this part of your journey in life and to share it with you and to actually have some incredible music to round that out, because I just wish you so much luck with everything you have going on. I mean, that is quite a catalog of music. That's a lot of songs. You've been very productive. I hope that just keeps going for you, that the invites continue, and that you start to get on some of the platforms around here locally. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that'd be a great one. If you're not too busy going out there, you may have a busy schedule so much that you have to pick and choose. One more question, and we talked about this during a little break here in the interview. Raymick, I asked you, what was your favorite song? And that we should play your favorite song as the third song in this conversation.
My favorite song is called Farida. Yeah, I sang it for somebody who has been taking care of me. Yeah, she supported me so much. So, and her name is Farida.
And
so
her name is Farida.
Yeah, so I had just to name the song Farida.
Okay, good, because I was just going to say, do you want to do a shout out to her wherever she may be? But yeah, we should do that. Let's play that song. And you said it was the first song you recorded.
Yeah, that's right, the first song, the first of the best song. I consider like the best of my songs from a good studio, good sound production. Mm-hmm. Yo, so, and that is my favorite one. Mm.
Do you play instruments?
Yeah, I play keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you play? Do you have something that you play on now?
I play keyboard when I try to compose or to write my own song. So I have to play and feel the beat, everything. So I compose my own song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the keyboard, like playing for someone like in church, the way the stuff for studio works, that's how I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, to play key by key, I build the music, but mm-hmm. I can also play. But I still have a problem using two hands because my left hand doesn't work very well.
So you not only really need an assistant, but you need a backing keyboardist or someone mm-hmm. to help you with, you know, making sure the stuff gets down. Well, good. Well, I hope you end up with a whole team of people around you to help you through this journey. It's great. Wonderful. Okay, well, let's hear Farida. And it's by Raymick de la Rose, who's in the studio here in the spotlight with me. Gosh, thanks again for taking time.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Jina lake Farida, kweli na umpenda ila nanumiza moyo. Pala napopita nikimona na mfuata, na umpenda sana na kumwacha sitaweza. Baby na umpenda jina lake Farida, kweli na umpenda ila nanumiza moyo. Pala napopita nikimona na mfuata, na umpenda sana na kumwacha sitaweza. Hata sina mali kama sina halia, huwa na umpenzi weza kuneleza ma. Hata sina mali, hata sina halia, huwa na umpenzi weza kuneleza ma. Sasa sikiliza minataka kukueleza, Farida unapendeza kama vile malaika. Wengi wanakosa ulumbika molishuka, balo napopita mundu wako nanumiza. Hata sina mali kama sina halia, wana umpenzi weza kuneleza ma. Farida, baby na umpenda jina lake Farida, kweli na umpenda ila nanumiza moyo. Pala napopita nikimona na mfuata, na umpenda sana na kumwacha sitaweza. Mawazo tu kichwani minakosa nifanye nini, nalala kitandani nikifikiri tu mapenzi. Nitapata au nitakosa mtoto mzuri mpole mwenye rembo. Poto lipo baby sikiliza hii nyimbo, na kuimbia baby vile mimi nasikia. Nifanye nini, nikupe nini, nifanye nini baby gani nikupe nini. Mimi naumpenda jina lake Farida, kweli naumpenda ila nanumiza moyo. Pala napopita nikimona na mfuata, nampenda sana na kumwacha sitaweza. Nafurahi ukitabasamu, njoo basi baby girl come. Nipe nikupe mapenzi tamtam, hautoki ndani ya dream na kuwaza kila time. Chora ine, nitachora tano, nishike mkono baby gani sianguke. Hata sina mali kama sina halia, kuwa na umpenzi weza kuneleza ma. Hata sina mali, hata sina halia, kuwa na umpenzi weza kuneleza ma. Sasa sikiliza minataka kukueleza, Farida napendeza kama vile malaika. Baby na umpenda jina lake Farida, kweli na umpenda ila nanumiza moyo. Pala napopita nikimona na mfuata, na umpenda sana na kumwacha sitaweza. Baby na umpenda jina lake Farida, kweli na umpenda ila nanumiza moyo. Pala napopita nikimona na mfuata, na umpenda sana na kumwacha sitaweza.
All right, great. Well, I think that we can kind of wrap this up right now. How do you feel?
Good.
You feel good about what we talked about?
Yeah.
All three songs really speak you Yeah, you are a force of your own. It just seems like, Rymik. Your videos are great. Your music is great. I hope you continue to be inspired.
Exactly.
You know, that's the important part, isn't it? As the creative, as the one creating the songs, you have to keep letting life give you experiences, open up your heart to life experiences, right?
Yeah.
You seem to be that way. You seem to be a trailblazer. What really inspires you right now?
The way I've just come up with my style and the way I used to be before, I'm not the Rymik who was in Africa. And the Rymik, because there is a big difference between the way I was in Africa and up to here. That inspires me much because I've just came out. I can also write an English song, you know, and that one gives me too much courage to believe and to trust in myself, to have trust in myself and to believe in myself. So, and I really thank God to see the way I'm moving with my music. Mm-hmm. Everything, my fans like it. I do something that my fans like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great when you have the space to pay attention to your fans and your audience. You know, you have the time to maybe respond to an email or to connect and interact with them and hear what they really like about what you play.
Yeah, exactly. Because without fans, there is no music. And when I try to compose music, I consider that I'm not doing it for myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing for the public. I'm doing for my fans. Mm-hmm. So what they like gives me also power to bring more and more.
Yeah, that's great. And it's great. It's great that you have the messaging you have because it just makes it more accessible to more people. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. Well, and where can people find your music again, Rymik?
Oh, my music are all on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
My YouTube channel is Rymik De La Rose TV. Mm-hmm. And you can also get all of my audios on Kivuzik. It is KIVUZIK.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being here. We'll have to have you back again when you have some more tunes you've been laying down. So
thank you very much. All right. Don't forget to go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rymik De La Rose. Yeah. There is something good is coming. And if you have something like show or any event coming up, Rymik De La Rose is ready to perform. I have a crew behind me. We do something good. And I really thank Zan for having welcomed me here in Spokane Public Radio.
Yeah.
And please, we are 5 over 5. Thank you very much.
All right. Right on. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that ends our spotlight for tonight. It's a special spotlight on Rymik De La Rose.